just, I'm so happy I was able to give you a fresh pair of socks. Here you go. Please enjoy them. They're warm. And now you'll feel much better. Yes, yes. I feel so much better now that I have a fresh pair of socks from the Rav. The Rav is mamish unbelievable for thinking that just in case it might happen for packing an extra pair of socks for me, the wagon driver. Thank you so much. Wow, that was unbelievable. Wow, well, let me just maybe eat something. Of course, of course. And then maybe I'll be ready to continue, Baruch Hashem, now that my feet are all warm again and my pants are drying. But the most important was my socks, because I was in the puddles and the snow. My feet and the socks became freezing and full of ice and wet and rain and snow. And now, thanks to the Rav, I have a beautiful new fresh pair of warm socks. Thank you so much. No problem.
And after the wagon driver Zisha warmed himself completely, they started riding once again into the village of Grodno. And finally, they made the last few miles into the city, and they finally arrived. And what a scene took place as the Rav Reb Akiva Eger, together accompanied with the wagon driver Zisha, made their way into Grodno. The townspeople were so excited. They were expecting Reb Akiva Eger to attend the chasana, and they came out with besupim uvimim choylois, with trumpets and drums, and they were singing and dancing for the Rav. And finally, they invited the Rav to come off the wagon and into the Beis Medrash. And it was just about 2 days before the chasana, and the Rav would rest up and have his preparations, and soon he would attend the chasana. And as the Rav Reb Akiva Eiger was coming down the steps of the wagon, Reb Zisha, the wagon driver's mouth, flew open in surprise.
I can't believe it. I'm looking at the Rav as he's walking down the wagon, off the wagon, and I can't believe it. The Rav is now wearing socks. The Rav's socks are not on. The Rav is wearing his pants and shoes, but no socks. Ay, ay, ay. And now I understand how the Rav had an extra fresh pair of socks for me. The Rav didn't have an extra pair because he didn't call him. He didn't even dream that it would happen, such a thing. Ay, you know what happened? The Rav saw that I was wet and full of snow and mud and freezing, and his heart was broken with pain because he felt my pain. And since his pain, my pain was like his pain, and if his feet would have been wet, he would have wanted a fresh pair of socks. So he took off his own socks and gave it to me, a simple wagon driver. I can't believe this. The God of Adar, Reb Akiva Eger, took off his own socks and gave it to me, a simple wagon driver, not because I'm a special person. I mean, he does think I'm a special person, like I told him before. But Vakiva Eger is so machshiv every yid, and he has such ahava to every yid, that he feels the pain of every yid. And if a different yid is in pain, and his socks are wet, and he can't function because of it, and it will make him happy if he has new ones, the Reb Akiva Eger took off his own socks and gave it to me. I can't believe it. Rav, please be meichel for me for taking your socks.
No, don't worry. It was nothing, believe me. Taking off socks, I felt so bad for you. Of course, it's a positive thing that I have to take off my socks, because I feel your pain. You're part of me. If my feet would have been wet, I would love to have new socks. So if your feet are wet and muddy and all icy, that's like my feet, because we're ein Mensch, wie like von Pelsen. So of course, because it's so important that since I felt your pain, it was so important for me to give you my socks. But don't worry, it was nothing. I'm sure I'll be able to get more socks in Grodno. Wow, Rebbe, that was unbelievable. And here we are in Grodno, and thank you so much.
And now that they were in Grodno at last, Rabbi Akiva Eger soon after that, about 2 days later, attended Zvulun Valkenman's chasana. And what a chasana it was!